ओम शांति। 19th of February 2019, ट्यूसडे। टुडेज ब्लेसिंग, मे यू बी एन इमेज ऑफ सपोर्ट एंड ट्रांसफॉर्म द एटमॉस्फेयर ऑफ द वर्ल्ड विद योर एलिवेटेड एटीट्यूड। यू चिल्ड्रन डू नॉट जस्ट सपोर्ट योर ओन लाइव्स, बट यू आर ऑल्सो द इमेजेस ऑफ सपोर्ट for all souls of the world. The atmosphere of the world is being transformed with your elevated attitude. With your pure vision, both souls and the matter of the world are being purified. The world is being changed through your vision. The world is becoming elevated with your elevated actions. Since you are now wearing the crown of such a big responsibility, you will also receive a crown in the future. So Baba is saying, may you be an image of support, Aadhar Murt, and transform the atmosphere of the world with your elevated attitude. You are not just the support of your own lives. You don't just support your own lives, but you are also the image of support for the souls of the world. So there are two ways of living. One is to live for oneself. Another is to live for others. If you analyze the life of a common man, he lives only for himself, all the time trying to solve his own worries, his own problems, you know, his own sufferings, difficulties, his own karmic accounts. So many of the souls would come in that category, who live only for themselves. There is another category of the soul who are busy in serving others. At the same time, they are also settling their own karmic accounts. But the desire to serve others is so strong that their own intrinsic efforts, karmic accounts, look very less, or rather it becomes less in front of that bigger service. So it is our choice, rather, what we prefer: to live for one's own self or to live for others. One is to do one's own purusharth, one's own efforts. Another is to make others do the good efforts. And in the second process, the first process is included. While in the first process, second is not much included. Though first is a prerequisite for the second. But still, if you go on this path, whole life would be rather spent only in doing one's own effort rather than serving others. But the intense desire to serve others, intense desire that the entire Brahmin family or the entire souls of the world get something from me, this desire to serve others would take you above all your own karmic accounts. In fact, at Sangam Yug, the greatest effort is to make others do efforts. And the second process is the blessings are included. The blessings of others are included in the second process. And many times, the blessings earned from the world help you get rid of your own karmic accounts very fast. Because in the first process, probably you are not earning blessings. So there is a magic of blessing, there is a power of blessing in the second process. So there should be an overwhelming desire all the time that I want to benefit each and every soul of this world. No matter which country they belong, no matter what caste, what creed, what job, what occupation, what gender, what age, whatever, I have to benefit the whole world. So this should be an overpowering desire, intense desire all the time. So in that desire to serve the world, automatically you start doing your own effort. You start earning the blessings. And this entire process, the first process is included in this process. While there are a group of souls who are busy only in their own efforts, in clearing their own karmic accounts, in trying to understand their own past, in trying to overcome past hurts, traumas, memories, future anxieties, present insecurities. So they are assailed with all of those things here. So Baba is saying, you children do not just support your own lives. So there are those who support their own lives, and there are others who are the image of support for the souls of the world. And this process itself frees you from many stresses, tensions, worries, which are involved only in the selfish activities. So, a broader sense of vision. And then, Baba is saying three things here. With your vritti, with your attitude, you change the atmosphere. With your drishti, you purify the souls and prakriti and five elements. And with your actions, you create the elevated world. So these are the three things. The atmosphere of the world is being transformed with your elevated attitude. With your elevated vritti, you transform the world atmosphere. And with your pure vision, souls and the matters of the world are being purified. The world is being changed through your vision. The srishti is getting changed through your drishti. And the world is becoming elevated with your elevated actions. So these are the three things. Since you are now wearing the crown of such a big responsibility, so this is a very big responsibility, you know. To have elevated attitude, to have pure vision, and to give and to do elevated actions. You are now wearing the crown of such a big responsibility, you will also receive a crown in the future. Actually, the nature of human being is that every human being wants as less responsibility as possible. We fear responsibilities. Because then you become responsible, you become accountable, you have to answer, you have to work hard, you have to plan. It's sort of bondage, sort of, but very sweet bondage. So many people try to avoid taking responsibility, try to avoid taking initiative. Human mind wants to take the path of least resistance. Human mind doesn't want any difficulties, any problems, any worries. It wants a very smooth going path, a bed of roses. But this is not that path. Taking responsibility is a great thing. To become responsible. And responsible not just for the gross things. These are so subtle things. Responsible. Responsibility, which responsibility? To have elevated attitude, vritti. It needs so much churning, it needs so much harboring pure thoughts, it needs so much good wishes and pure feelings. A huge stock of good wishes and pure feeling is needed to have elevated vritti. Because If you just see one day, in one day only, so many negative thoughts are created about so many people throughout the day. They are not very negative, but they are having traces of negativity in them. And they all gets piled up in the subconscious mind, somewhere, unaware. We are not aware of them. So to have elevated vritti is a very great thing. This is one of the greatest responsibilities, to have this thing. And this again will require the practice of soman, self-respect. As Baba said recently in Shantivan, the murli which was played out. Self-respect and time are the two most important things. So, creating an elevated vritti needs churning. Creating an elevated vritti needs reading. Creating an elevated vritti needs discussion of all elevated thoughts, elevated emotions, everything. Without that, such vritti cannot be created. And the second thing is drishti. This is even more powerful. To have pure vision. As much importance, the greatest importance of vision is given only here, in Baba's knowledge. And if you analyze the entire different religions of the world, it's only Hinduism where the importance of drishti is given. Where you see in Indian scriptures, some light is coming out from some deity and doing some miracle. Such things are not there in other religions. It's only in Hinduism that you see this. And it's only in this knowledge that Baba talks about pure elevated drishti. So pure vision leads to purification of souls and five elements. And our goal is to purify each and every soul on this planet. Not a single soul should remain bereft of our sakash vibrations. Our pure vibration should reach each and every soul every day. And Baba often gives the example, who, what are you? Whether you are zero bulb or that 60 volt or that tube light or that flashlight or that searchlight or that lighthouse or in between LED somewhere. Who are you? Till what extent, to what region your light is reaching? It depends on what is it. So, pure vision. You have to purify each and every particle of this universe. Each and every particle. So such strong dharana of purity is needed here. Such a strong power of purity is needed. The greater the power, the greater it will go. The greater would be the magnetic field that would be created. You have to become a spiritual magnet. So, pure vision. So how do we create pure vision? How should we create pure vision? A vision which is so strong, you know, in the scripture of Mahabharata, there is one character called Gandhari. That Gandhari was blindfold. So she was wearing that blindfold from the time she got married. Okay. And son was born, son got young. And there was a battle of Mahabharata. And her 99 sons are killed in that war of Mahabharata. Only one is remaining, Duryodhana. And she calls him and says to him that you come to me without any clothes. And he is coming, but then timely intervention by Shri Krishna. And he says, don't you feel ashamed going naked in front of your mother? At least wear something. So he wears something and then goes. And he comes and she opens the eyes. She opens the eyes in her lifetime only once. And in that moment, such power comes out through her eyes that her son becomes completely made up of as a bolt, vajra, except the part which was covered. And then she again puts back her blindfold. And then she says, I had told you to come without clothes. Why you came like that? So he says, it doesn't look good, but it was my order. Why you didn't come like that? So he said, okay, I will do it again. Now you do it. She says, now I can't do. It was only once. Because in that vision, in that moment, I had poured all the purity of my entire life. I had poured all my devotion to husband, pati vrata, dharma, into that vision. So that's why her vision had become so powerful. So that Gandhari, who is also shown to be a devotee of Shiva, Shiva Bhaktini. So she combines three things in that vision. Her devotion to Shiva, her own purity, and her devotion to her husband. So she says, I had condensed in that vision all of these three powers, and that is why that vision was so powerful, that made her son made fully invincible. But then again he was killed because he was hit here on his thighs. That's another story. So power of vision. Vision is so powerful. And just imagine, if we have a very pure vision, no matter who else come in front of us, we have the power to purify that soul. We have the power to give experience to that soul. We have the power to change the world of that soul. We have the power to give anything to that soul, just with vision. So how do we purify our visions? What should we do so that our drishti should become extremely pure? Work and attitude, okay. So some work, because eyes are the windows. Eyes are the windows. So something, more power should come inside. More light should come inside. More purity should come inside. That purity would go out of the windows. Okay, what else? How do we make our visions pure? Okay, equitable, same vision for all. What else? Soul consciousness. What else? Pure thoughts. Very pure thoughts. Constantly entertaining pure thoughts. Constantly reveling in pure thoughts. Constantly, there are few do's and fewer not do's for creating pure visions. For do's, read pure literature, listen to pure literature, see pure things. Baba often says, sit in front of Lakshmi Narayan. The posters, the pictures, the statues, sit in front of them and see what virtues they have got. That will purify your vision. So, seeing pure things, listening to pure things, reading pure things, discussing pure things, visiting pure places, staying in pure places. You are making sure that you do not go in the wrong company. So that also purifies the vision. What else? Pure food, that is so important. Food has got a great relevance If everything is okay, but food is not pure, then also your vision cannot get pured. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, deities, their food is very subtle. Now, whether he means small in quantity or what, that is a topic to churn. But in today's Murli, Baba said, this devta, this deities, their food is sukshma, very subtle. So, purification. And as the purity increases, the requirement of food also decreases for the body. Probably food which is needed for a pure soul, because Baba is talking in today's Murli regarding his reference to happiness. When one is too much happy, he doesn't require to eat too much. In fact, overeating is a sign of depression. Overeating is a sign of dissatisfaction. Overeating tells us somewhere that something is missing inside. Soul wants something, and then some vacuum is there, and soul tries to fill that vacuum with food. But then that is an addiction again. The soul remains unfulfilled when it tries to fill it with food. So pure food is also something that creates pure vision. So pure food, pure visions, pure pictures, pure listening, pure speaking, pure doing, all acts of purity will lead to purification of the vision. What else? Pure environment. Mm-hmm. What else? How do we purify the vision? Penance, tapasya. Baba has said in many of the Murlis, early morning at Amritvela, take drishti from Baba and give drishti to the world. Take drishti from Baba and give drishti to the world. Take drishti from pure souls and give drishti to the world. So, taking drishti and giving drishti is taught only in this institution. There is no other institution, spiritual institution in the world, where such a great importance has been given to drishti, where we see each other in the middle of the forehead and to feel the soul is shining here. So to take drishti is a very important thing. Baba also gives drishti. Recently when Baba came, for a long time in between he gave drishti at the end of the mutli. He didn't say anything, just giving drishti. Just seeing and filling the souls with power. So when you give drishti, you are soul conscious. When you give drishti, you give current to that soul. You give power to that soul. You pump the soul with some spiritual energy, which otherwise cannot be done merely with words. So, the way to purify the vision is taking drishti from Baba. And take drishti for a long time. He is the point of light. Keep on focus on that point of light, as if he is the ocean of purity. And all the rays of purity are coming unto me and filling the soul with purity. So, taking drishti from Baba. What else? How to purify the vision? Already purified with all these things. Anything else? That is done already. Yeah, so remaining in silence. This is a great act of tapasya. There was one guru and he used to give lecture, but throughout the day he would not do anything. Just sit. And people would say, what is your guru doing? And they would say, nothing, he is sitting. But he must be doing something. The disciples would say, nothing. He just sits. Does he read anything? No reading. He just sits. This is great. To just sit without movement like that for a long time. It takes such a great stability of the mind. Mind is so restless. Just imagine you are alone in your room. What you do? Open one cupboard and put it out. Then search something for eating. And when it is found, then call somebody. Then check if somebody has called. Mind is so restless. Take some book, read something and keep. Take newspaper, read and then keep. Unnecessary go and unnecessary surfing on internet. Unnecessary streaming of videos. That is what mind does. It is restless. If it has no aim. It is not so simple that I will do tapasya whole day. It never happens. It needs goal. What tapasya? Otherwise it just strays here and there, that's a... The best thing is to understand what this mind is. How it behaves in particular situation. What it does. Can we make it stand still without doing anything? Just like that. Not doing anything. This is known as stage of no mind. Just still it. Not doing anything. Just make it calm. This is a great tapasya. Not allowing it to go out everywhere. Sometimes make it like that. Not doing anything, just sitting and watching it as a detached observer. For example, three young men, they come at one place and they see on top of the hill a guru-like personality, one master is there, standing. The first man says, probably he is searching somebody. From his looks, it looks like that he is searching somebody. Probably he has lost his cattle, his cow, and he is searching it. The second man says, no, I don't think he is searching anybody, his cattle. Probably his friend is lost, and he is searching his friend. The third one says, no, I don't think he is searching anybody. He must be meditating. He must be sitting in meditation. So they all go to him and they say, what are you doing? The first one says, you must be searching somebody. You have lost your cattle. He says, I don't have cattle. So I am not searching. So second says, you must be seeking your friend. He says, I am not having any friend. The third one says, yes, I have told you, no, that he is not searching anybody. He is sitting in meditation. He says, I am not in meditation. Then what are you doing? He says, I am doing nothing. I am just standing. That's it. I am not doing anything. So sometimes not doing anything is a great tapasya. And such a stage comes after a long time. Where the mind is free from outward tendencies. So, pure vision. Purifying the vision. You have to purify what you see. What you listen, what you watch, what you think, what emotions you have, what dreams you have, what relationships you have, what you hear, so many things. Everything, what you speak, what all things go on in the heart, in the subtle and the corners of the heart. So purifying the vision, this is our responsibility. Creating elevated attitude, second, purifying the vision, and third, creating elevated actions. Elevated actions means, few things are there in elevated actions. Which are elevated actions? Elevated actions, first, soul conscious. All actions which are done in soul conscious stage are elevated. Second, supreme soul conscious. All actions which are done in Baba's remembrance are elevated. Third, Srimat. All actions which are as per Srimat are elevated actions. Fourth, selfless. All actions which are selfless are elevated actions. Then next, All actions which have got pure feelings and elevated visions are elevated actions. Then all actions which are done as in detached manner are elevated actions. Then all actions which are done as detached observer, Sakshi, are elevated actions. Then all actions which are done in Trikaldarshi stage are elevated actions. Then all actions which are done in tireless stage are elevated actions. Tireless only you become when you are soul conscious, otherwise not. So elevated actions which are which are unaffected by profit and loss. You are not focusing on the result. You are focusing on the action itself. So all such actions are elevated actions. So throughout the day, if any one of these things is present, we will not do any wrong action, any misdeed, any vikarma, kukarma. See that they are as per soul consciousness. They are soul conscious, God conscious, as per Srimad, selfless. As selfless as possible. They should not be for me but for everyone. Let Bahujana Hitaya, Bahujana Sukhaya, for the welfare of many, for the good of many. All actions should be there. Srimat, detached observer, detached, Trikaldarshi, tireless. So these are some of the things which we have to think. So three things to focus: Vritti, Drishti and Karma. And we are responsible souls, and Baba says, you are the support not only of your own lives, but whole world. They alone live, who live for others. The rest are more dead than alive. That's one of the statements made by Vivekananda somewhere. They alone live, who live for others. The rest are more dead than alive. So living for others, living for the welfare of the world, living for the welfare of many, that should be the goal of life. To live for oneself is such a selfish act. To live for oneself and to die in one's own effort. Our all actions, our all thoughts, our all emotions, or our dreams, or our memories, all our awareness, everything should penetrate each and every particle of this universe. A thought should be so pure, that it has got the power to impregnate the world with purity. So that is our responsibility. Om Shanti.